What's up, everyone? Today is April 3rd, 2015, and my name is Abbas Naqvi, and I'm the chief editor of Daily Charged and a visual effects artist. I'm here today with two other guests.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your overall comic book and movie nerd.
And I'm Roger, and I'm a retired industrial designer.
All right. So, Roger's new with us, and he's a pretty big fan of Game of Thrones, and that's the topic for today, Game of Thrones. But before we start off with that, I want to talk about three new topics this week that were important in the news. The Deadpool announcement. I know Lisa is really excited about this, and so am I, that they announced that Deadpool will be rated R, not PG-13.
Yes. And they did it the best way, too, with the Mario video.
Okay, so we want to break it down for people. What happened?
Well, they announced this on April Fool's, so it started out as your typical extra video. So Mario Lopez was interviewing Reynolds, and he was saying this movie's going to be PG-13, which at first was like, what? But then as it progresses, you start to see Deadpool in the background of the video, and he may or may not take out Mario and announce our movie is going to be rated R, which is fantastic.
And the best part of the trailer is he comes up right behind Slater. I think it hits him over the head with something.
Yep.
And it's like, fucking Slater.
Yep.
And kills him. I'm so excited. Marvel is going in a very darker direction. They're making a rated R Deadpool. And they're also, early reviews of Daredevil from Netflix came out. They said it is very, very gritty to the point where it is looking like the Spawn HBO series. There's cussing, there's murder, there's drug use, there's violence. I like this new Marvel.
Oh, definitely. And it appeals to a wider audience, too, especially your older ones who, they like the PG-13 movies, but sometimes want that little bit of grit thrown
this
in there.
Is Marvel owned by Disney?
Yes.
Yes.
And this is why it's a big surprise for people, because Marvel is a wholesome family movie experience, but they realize there's a certain crowd and there's certain characters, IPs they own, that they really shouldn't be using as PG-13. And people, fans, will pay money because rated R has a bad stigma because it's harder to get more people into the box office seats because they need to sell tickets. And the fans are asking for it, and I'm pretty sure it's going to do well.
Especially since it's on Netflix, you don't need to worry about selling seats. If you have a subscription, you can just watch it.
Yeah, Netflix is unrated, which I love, and I'm excited for that too. I guess on to the other news is Fast 7 premieres. I think it premieres today.
Yes.
Fast and the Furious 7. So has anyone heard anything about it, Roger?
Well, the reviews I read in the local paper gave it 3 stars. But I also read a review online which basically panned it. So I'm surprised that not that surprised. It depends, I guess, on the reviewer. I'm going to go to see it.
Hey, Lisa?
All right, now, on Rotten Tomatoes, at least, it's holding pretty good, as 82% of critics like it. The reviews seem to be very positive. It does what it's supposed to do, delivers action. The one critique I've seen a little bit is one reviewer said it had too much plot, which is kind of shocking for a movie, but I guess for that type, you kind of want the more action, not so much story, especially if it's maybe not delivered in the best format.
Yeah, one of the best reviews, I'm not going to mention it, but one of the best reviews I've read said that it is over the top, just absolutely over the top, explosions, cars going everywhere. It's not even a racing movie where its roots started. It's an action movie, and there's no order to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just mindless fun. So why not? I heard that even the CG was over the top. So it's so crazy and out there that it's actually entertaining to a point. But none of us have seen it. I'm planning on seeing it this weekend, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, just to have my own opinion about it. And we'll see if how they even deal with Paul Walker's death. That's what I'm really curious about.
They said the review said they dealt with it very well.
Yeah,
I think that was in the back of their mind.
Well, they did an early preview of the movie, and they told all the guests watching the movie not to spoil it because they said it was so important that people watch it and see for themselves how they made a tribute to him. So that's one of the main reasons why I'm going. Not just because it's an action crazy movie; it's because I also want to see a fair farewell send-off to Paul Walker, because he was an all-around great guy, I heard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess the third bit of news, just in tech, would be Microsoft announced a Surface 3 regular model, not the Pro, but at a price range of $500, $499. And this is big news, guys, because of the fact that Microsoft Surface Pro was in the upwards of $1,000, and it was just way too much. People would not pay for it. But they're releasing a lower spec Surface that matches with the iPad.
It thinks full Windows.
It does full Windows. They're killing off Windows RT. So it will have Windows 8.1 day one, and they said it's going to be a free upgrade to Windows 10 when it comes out. So it's going to be a big thing. I think Microsoft is making some great waves. The new president is making some really, really major changes, and I think it's going to resonate with people, because people mostly wrote off Microsoft for innovation, but now they're coming back in a big way.
Well, I saw online that the use of the it compared growth in the three operating systems of the Apple and the Android,
yeah,
and Windows. The one that's growing fastest is Windows, but of course it's starting at a lower level.
It's got a lot more catch up to do.
Exactly.
Because right now Android owns, I think, in the USA, Android is officially now 49% of the market. Apple is, I think, somewhere in the super high 30s to the 40s, and Microsoft and the rest are the single digits to maybe even 12. So Microsoft's got to do a lot of catch up. They have no app store that's worthwhile right now. Most people only develop for Android and iOS, and Windows is a second guess. So I won't be adopting Windows on a mobile until they start building more apps and the ecosystem builds up, but I am actually very hopeful. I think they're making great moves, and Microsoft is going to be a big player now.
But they're also, Microsoft is going to be selling for the other operating systems. They made that decision, which is comparatively new for them.
And this is the way of Android. Google is making apps for Apple. Right now, my phone is half Google. It really is. It's an Apple device, but I have Google Maps, I have Gmail, I have Chrome browser,
same.
I have Google Calendar, and I'm using all of this stuff, and it's a Google OS with an iOS background in an Apple device, and I think that's great, because I want to use the best products. I think the times have changed. No one should be locked into one thing. Like we just talked about last week, Google is making an app for iOS where you can have Google watches, Android watches, work on your iOS device, because they don't want to limit their market. So it's a great move by Microsoft, and I really want to play with the Surface 3. Maybe we can sit down with it for a little bit, test it out, and give you guys a review. But that's the news for this week, for the most part. And on to our main topic of this week. Which is Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones will be premiering April 12th on HBO, and I'm super excited. I know everyone in this room right now is ecstatic about watching the new season. Right now, I guess the main thing, first thing I want to talk about is how will you be watching it? Because for the past few years, a lot of nobody pays for HBO. So either you are borrowing a friend's, cousin's, best friend's, sister's HBO Go account, or you are torrenting it. How did you watch it, Lisa, before, and how are you going to watch it?
I have always watched on DVR. I do have HBO on my TV, so...
Oh, okay, so you are one of those, okay.
Yeah, I mean, originally, when I first started watching, it was record the marathons, binge-watch. Now it's every week, just record, and when the second I get home, watch.
So you're
going to
DVR, and you're going to watch it?
Yes.
Okay, and Roger, I know...
Well, you know how I watched it. I watched it with you.
Yeah, and I was an avid torrenter of it, because I am not a fan of cable. I was a cord cutter very early on. I do not believe in the monopoly of the cable companies. That's why right now I'm subscribing to Sling. I pay $20 a month, and I get a handful of all the great channels. And it's everywhere. It's on my phone. It's on my tablet. It's everywhere. And now that HBO announced they're having HBO Now, which is going to be working with iOS exclusively. So if you have an Apple device, you can watch HBO and Game of Thrones live. And I think about 3 days ago, they announced with Sling, the subscription that I was talking about, for $15 extra a month, you can get HBO live. So I will be paying for the $15 HBO live on Sling and watching Game of Thrones live. I am actually paying for Game of Thrones, and I think a lot of people
you seem
will
shocked
be.
About that.
Yeah, because it was the highest torrented television show of mm-hmm. all time. It was one of the highest torrented things, period. You know, even HBO knew. And the CEO was like, you know what? We're okay with it last year. He's like, we don't mind people torrenting it because we have enough subscribers. Things have changed. Mm-hmm. The digital era has taken over. And they realize that numbers matter and people will be paying for it. If you can give them a legal way to get your medium anywhere they want, they will pay for it.
Exactly.
And I'm a prime example. I'm willing to pay for it as long as it's accessible to me anytime.
Mm-hmm.
So now I guess I'm going to be watching them as they're shown instead of as a big one day of watching.
Yes. my thing last year was I did not want to watch an episode live. I saved up about 5 or 6 episodes and I binge watched. And the last 3 episodes, 4 episodes, we watched weekly because that's where the big endings happen, so we wanted to watch them so we don't get spoiled. But this week, or this year, let's do it week by week, and let's break it down for everyone too.
You know, it does make a lot of sense to binge watch Game of Thrones because there's so many different storylines. You might go an episode or two with a cliffhanger in one, then you keep going on, and then you get to the story again.
Yeah.
That one storyline you wanted. So sometimes it's easier that way. Otherwise, you're just like, you're in suspense. It's like, what about the storyline?
And this is why I love Netflix binge watch. House of Cards came out. I sat and I watched maybe 6 episodes straight. Yes, it's a horrible way of living, but at least you get it all out of your system.
But if you do it every once in a while,
exactly.
I just did it with Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
It's like just all 13 episodes, one go. Let's just get
That's
it done.
That's what I'm going to do with Daredevil. Hopefully, actually, I don't want Game of Thrones to come out all at once because it builds up suspense.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it. It's a cultural thing. People go to bars and watch it. People get together and have Game of Thrones viewings, and you see the reactions to all these mass killings and die-offs. So it's become a cultural phenomenon. And I guess when we get down to it, it's part of our society now. Everyone's like, what's happening in Game of Thrones?
That's our new big show that most people watch.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so I think, Lisa, can you break it down for us about the previous season? So what happened up until now, the big major moments on the television show?
Well, the biggest one I remember, especially in last season, was we actually have the episode on right now, Mountain and Viper. That was the big moment. But overall in season 4, we've seen a lot of changes, especially with still dealing with the effects of the death of Joffrey, which
yes.
I'm still excited about, that he's out of the
that
show.
That prick is dead.
Yes. So we're dealing with a lot of that and seeing a lot more political moves. And not so many battles as we saw kind of early on, but kind of the more spreading everyone out and kind of figuring out the landscape. I'm not the best to describe
yeah.
this, especially
so,
since I don't know many names. I just know who the characters are.
Okay, so where we are right now is Jon Snow. Jon Snow was leading the Night's Watch to defend Castle Black against
the Wildlings.
The Wildlings.
He's trying to ally with them. You know, he's trying to get them peaceful. Rather,
yeah.
Actually, to join him to protect against the other big threat from the north, which no one seems to be concerned with except Melisandre. So that they know that there's this horror from the north that's coming down, and that's why the Wildlings were fleeing south.
Okay, so I guess the proper way we can do this is let's break it down by character. Where do we think they are, and where are they going? Because Roger and I have read all the books. We are all caught up to date. I haven't read the 2 new chapters he released. I'm going to wait for the entire book, but Roger has read them. And Lisa has been a big fan of the show, so she has watched all the episodes. So back to Jon Snow. And let's talk about the Jon Snow, the Night's Watch, and Stannis' crew. Because right now, even in the books, Jon was defending it. And the biggest thing was that he got betrayed. and he got stabbed. We don't know if he's dead. We don't know what's going on with Jon Snow. Any predictions? Any thoughts? What's happening with Jon?
Normally, I would say he would be fine, somehow make a comeback. But in this series, you just don't know. Like, yeah. In the first book, you had the death of Stark.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, you know no character's safe. So he might actually be gone, but he has kind of lasted through.
I think he's too intertwined. Mm-hmm. I think he's too connected. And there's...
Jon is still going to be around. I can't see him. He's one of the...
There's a big rumor mill with Jon, right? Yeah.
I know about that one, too.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that Melisandre is starting to look at Jon Snow very interestingly.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is also that now Stannis is suddenly in the best position that he's been in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because now he's got an army.
Yeah, he's got an army, and he's got the position where he went away. He was losing every battle that he could fight, and now he's regrouped. He's even got power with the Wildlings, because the whole point with Jon was he wanted them to work with the Wildlings because there's a bigger threat. And what do you think is going to happen with Stannis?
Don't know.
I'm curious. We're starting to see like a new King of the North going on.
See, from what I read in the books, maybe I didn't understand it clearly. Stannis did tell Jon, "I can give you your name. I can no longer make you a bastard. I can make you Jon Stark." Mm-hmm. And for some reason, he could name Jon a Stark and make him the head of Winterfell. So something like that could happen. We also know that Jon Stark. Or Jon Snow.
Getting ahead of yourself there, aren't
you? Right? Seriously. But Jon Snow, the rumor mill is that... obviously, this is spoiler-free, so turn it off if you guys are afraid. But a rumor is that Jon is the son of Rhaegar and Lyanna. Because when Ned Stark walked away, and he's like, you have Stark blood in you. He never said, you have my blood. You have Stark blood in you. And the big rumor mill is that... He is the son, so he is Stark, and he's a Stark, and he's also Targaryen.
Which would be very interesting for the story, because all of a sudden now you have another player in there. It kind of fits in with Ned's character, because you don't, based on just the first season, what I saw of him, you wouldn't expect him to actually cheat on his wife.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't seem like that type
no,
of character.
No, he doesn't, but
so,
he's honorable enough that he would hold a secret.
Yeah. Especially if it was to save this child, who, let's face it, if anyone knew an infant's identity as, like, an heir, he probably wouldn't have survived.
And plus, it's his last remaining thing of his sister. He loved his sister. So did Baratheon. They both genuinely cared about her in different ways. And this was a perfect way for them to honor her, to keep her son alive and get him out. And now that we kind of believe, because we don't know this for a fact, but if he's a Targaryen, what is he, the nephew of Daenerys then?
Nephew or cousin, one of those two. I'm not sure about the whole family tree.
Rhaegar is what relation to Daenerys?
It might have been uncle or cousin. It's uncle or cousin, it's not brother or anything.
Okay, so...
So
they're related somehow.
Yeah.
They would be cousins.
They would be cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the rumor mill also, there's so many rumors.
But we don't even know how many of these are true, but we're all like crossing our fingers because of the fact that the show is moving so fast that it's getting caught up with the books. Even the writers of the TV show have been taking some liberties. They talked to Martin and they were like, we're catching up, and he told them a general idea of where the show is going, and they can kind of fill in the gaps with the way they want to.
And we've been told this new season is going to have some drastic differences from the books, because at this point they want to keep the show going, but you can't just keep waiting for the books.
Season one,
they already have a lot of differences in the last season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One example that stands out in my mind is the Hound. You know, in the television series, he falls off a cliff in a battle with Brienne.
Yeah.
But in the book, he's left under a tree to die by Arya.
Yeah.
So this is quite different.
Okay.
Although I don't even know if we've seen the last of the Hound. I'm thinking he's going to come.
He's a never-ending guy.
Well, they probably want some differences just to keep it interesting for the people who have read the book. Yeah. Some element of surprise instead of just watching.
I'm already lost at certain moments because season one and book one were pretty much identical. Book two and season two, very, very close. Minute changes. Three, you started seeing some changes and you're like, that's not in the book, that's not happening. And then season four, which is the other half of book three, you're just like, what? What are they doing with certain, like, maybe a third of it, they started, like, changing stuff mm-hmm. around. So this could be a big difference. Season five could just be, like half in another direction.
Well, I have a question for you guys. I know I've read the books. Okay. Possible spoilers again. Do we think this season we're going to see Caitlin Snow again?
Oh, gosh.
or Caitlin Stark, I should say. I said Snow.
Well, I read the books. I'm further along. So I don't want it this season. In the television season, it would be giving it away. It's a spoiler, so I'm not going to say.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if she's going to be in the show because she isn't as big at the end of book five. I don't know about the two new chapters, if she's involved or anything. But I don't know. On Twitter, I think one of the writers was like, it's too little for such a big introduction mm-hmm. to explain in the show, but they might go back and do it. You never know with them, and you never know with what's going to happen.
Because I stumbled upon that just like in the news one day. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting to see how, if they would do that at all, or really start changing the story, maybe do more with the White Walkers early on and change things up.
All right, let's talk about Arya, because I'm kind of interested. Arya.
Character.
Yeah, well, this character, Arya, she went onto the boat,
She's traveling. She's traveling.
Going to Braavos. She's
going to Braavos, and she's going to be visiting the House of White and Black, you said?
I don't know if it's called a temple. I keep forgetting these names.
Yeah.
But it's, that's where she's going to go.
Okay, so she's going to go and train. We all know she's going to train. She's going to become a badass eventually, mm-hmm. but right now her character isn't so exciting. So she was chasing cats before, so we'll see. I think the exciting part was when she was traveling with the Hound. She became a lot more independent. I want to know how she grows.
Was being strange, her relationship with the Hound. The Hound, she's his prisoner, yet he treats her very well, like he treated Sansa very well.
Yeah,
the Hound. He sort of was training her. She also was trained by one of the bandits. Not talking about Syrio, but there's another rumor about Syrio is that he's still alive. And, you know, after all, we don't know that he's dead, and he was, you know, first sword of Braavos. He could have easily, you know, handled himself with the knights that ended up, you know, going after him. But Arya, he was also trained in the bow by a good archer that was with that band of, I don't know what to call them, that band of, I forget the names.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Wow, maybe I should have read the book again.
She could become, and I guess she does, because I read the book, she can become a very efficient killer.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited about her storyline now, especially now she's out of Westeros. For the first four seasons, so much of it was, she's a Stark child, she has to hide, she has to pretend to be a boy, she's being hunted. Now that she's going to Braavos, she can really develop as her own character, especially since we haven't seen too much of Braavos yet. We get another side of this world.
But that's the thing about this new season. Everyone's going to Braavos.
Everyone is going.
Look, Tyrion and Varys will be going there. Who else is there? I know we're going ahead of ourselves. Big Victorian will be going. Who is part of the Iron?
Yeah, Ironmen.
Ironmen.
They're all going. Everybody's traveling. A lot of people are going. They're all traveling because of.
And in
dragons.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And in Westeros, the only thing left is Cersei, you know, and that's a whole other thing.
You have a little bit in the north going on,
yeah.
So.
So things are building. The books didn't really elaborate, but I'm pretty sure the show will go on and spoil some things mm-hmm. from the new book, which we don't know about. So let's go back and just kind of quickly talk about Bran. Because Bran, apparently, he met with this the tree guy... I forget the name of the tree guy.
He's going to become the tree guy. But remember, the tree guy says to him a very important thing. He says, you will never walk, but you will fly.
Yeah, so...
Now what is he flying at?
It's going to make him...
Is he going to be a dragon? I don't know.
Yeah. You know, if he can control anything, imagine if he could take over control of one of the dragons. That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not in this... We know that. They announced
his character.
He and Hodor are not in...
Hodor. The most important character of the entire show.
They're not
in this... He's also with TJ.
Hodor.
They're not in season 5. They had a time off.
Okay.
But, you know, maybe it's because I haven't read the books, but that is one of my least favorite storylines. Maybe because they're going into a lot of... I'm just going to call it magic for the moment. That we really don't see too much. And I feel like
mysticism.
Yeah. And because you don't see it anywhere else, it's very odd. And then you still have, like I mentioned before, the White Walkers. Like, how does this all play into this universe?
Yeah.
I know it's maybe suspense and building, but it's building too long.
Yeah. It's when I saw the skeletons get up, and I just, for some reason, I got taken out of the Game of Thrones world. What am I, in a sci-fi
mm-hmm.
movie? So it kind of took me out. I wasn't really sold on that, but who knows? The writers could
mm-hmm.
bring it back, and there could be a real conclusion.
There's more magic as it goes along.
Yeah.
Does it have to do with the dragons?
Yes,
yes.
It does.
Ah!
All the magic comes back when the dragons are born.
Yeah.
Okay. See, that makes sense.
The Battle of Blackwater Bay?
Yes.
Yes. So they were working with that potion, the fire thing, right?
Yes.
I forget what it was called. The fire potion. The green stuff that they put
green,
in.
The green fire.
Green fire.
Not sure if they call it that, but we'll call it.
Okay, so one of the people who were making them in the basement in the book said... it's just we've been making them faster and faster, and we can't explain it. There's more magic in the world, and as soon as the dragons were born, people were getting powers. People were able to control, become more warg-like.
Mm-hmm.
Just everything that was normal started changing as soon as the dragons were born.
Because we didn't see too much of it in season one, because the dragons were born at the very end.
Exactly. So season one was the catalyst. It showed us how the world was normally. And then as soon as the dragons were born, I guess once the dragons died, magic died in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So once the dragons were brought back, magic was brought back into the world. And so a lot more has happened. That's why the White Walkers have all returned, just because of the dragons. And I think they all... It's like a balance. I think one cannot exist without the other. So the dragons are there to take who can balance out the White Walkers if they want to kill them. That's my idea of what...
Makes sense. Fire, ice.
Exactly. Fire and ice, right? Yeah. Okay. So, Sansa Stark and Peter Baelish.
Well, Sansa is growing up. We see a big change in her, especially, she's not the little girl with the fantasies about chivalry and all that.
Yeah.
And she's starting to play the game now.
What her relationship with Baelish is sort of problematical.
It's
I don't know what,
creepy.
I don't know where it's going
to
go.
She's starting to understand she's in a position of power if she does marry him.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a position where she actually has control of something. Because in her entire life,
yeah,
she has had no control.
She is married to Tyrion.
True. But she can say that they never...
Yeah, but still, she's married to Tyrion. So
they can annul it.
They can annul it, because I'm pretty... There was an
no,
important
there's no
passage.
Consummation.
There was
mm-hmm.
no consummation, so
yeah.
it never happened. So she can say that I'm still a virgin, I have nothing has happened, and I want to marry Peter Baelish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she wants to marry Peter Baelish.
I think she might, just because... Not for love...
For
but
protection.
Just for protection
mm-hmm.
and for power.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I...
Any spoilers you want to tell us?
Well, no. All I know is that she's still... Well, you see, it didn't happen in the series yet. In
yeah.
the books, you know, she's out, you know, with Baelish. And Baelish is the protector of the... what is it?
The
Veil.
The Veil.
Yes.
The Veil, yes.
So, you know, she's over there. I don't know. Supposedly, she's even betrothed to somebody. So, as the other character, not as Stark, but as Elena Stone.
Stone. Well, her identity got revealed eventually. Okay, so let's go to Jamie and Cersei Lannister, because this is
messed up.
They are. Jamie and Cersei. This season, it's going to be very clear, as if it's not already clear, that they are no longer getting along. Jamie cannot stand Cersei. Cersei is, as clear as possible, power tripping. Because there is no check and balance now. Tywin is gone. And Jamie does not want to rule. So Cersei takes command, and she will make the most absolutely worst decisions.
Oh, yes. And her decisions will come back to haunt
her. I will not spoil for Lisa.
You can spoil it. I probably spoiled it for myself already.
Okay. Well, Cersei, as is with all facts of life, you never give religious people power.
Exactly.
You never give them authority to even have remote power.
And she thought it was very smart.
Yes. So she gives the religious group, the sect, the power to raise an army and to have weapons, which it was illegal and outlawed by kings beforehand. The dumbest decision ever, because she gets thrown in jail by them because they find out that she's trying to seduce. She is an adulterer, and they make her walk through the streets naked.
She kind of deserves that.
And this season, we're going to see... You've seen every person in this show naked. Except for Cersei.
Is that going to happen in this
one? I think we're going to see Cersei walk through the streets naked. Thank God. Finally. So, that's the last character.
But now, her brother seems to be changing.
Yeah.
In the first season, he was pretty much a bit of a bastard.
Yeah, he was a bastard.
Now he seems to be concerned about honor and things, and I think that's why he's so attracted to Brienne.
Yeah.
Well, it was everything he wants to be.
She was an honorable knight, and she brought out... She told him that he can be who he chooses to be. It's his legacy. And it's not about his wealth or his power. It's about who he is, if he's an honest knight, and he can still be it. So I know Jamie has distanced himself. Do you remember where Jamie goes? Because he leaves King's Landing.
He went to end the siege of Riverrun? Riverrun, yeah.
Okay, because Jamie's out of the picture for the most part. He gets in an argument with Cersei. He can't stand her much, and she's like, "Just go, just get out of here." And he's like, "Okay," and he leaves. So that's where. That's where these guys are at.
We're also going to see Cersei clash a lot with Margaery, right? With Tyrell stuff.
Well, Margaery ends up marrying Tommen.
Okay.
So, Margaery just wants to be queen. She doesn't care who she marries. This is the third king she's going to marry.
Yeah.
Two of them have died. Okay, so...
Bad trend
she
there.
Just really... She will do anything. She's a stage 5 clinger.
Mm-hmm.
So she will find someone... Anyone with power, and she'll marry them. So she, right now, and I don't think it's because she just wants to be queen. I think it's because the power behind her, her mother or her grandmother, and the entire what's that?
The Tyrell family.
The Tyrell family. They want their power back. They're standing in King's Landing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an arranged marriage that she is okay with. So there's that world and. Let's talk about this is the second to last thing. Dorne, which is going to be the new big thing, because we saw Oberon fight the mountain, and we saw him die, and he was like trying to get revenge for his sister.
Mm-hmm.
And now that he's dead, the wrath of Dorne is going to come back right onto King's Landing.
Yes, but the Prince of Dorne is very, very... I don't want to use the word conceit. He doesn't do things rashly. He thinks. He does things at his own pace. And as I say, there are other things that are happening that he's going to... as I say, everybody is going to Essos. Everybody is... So he's going to be... You know, people are going to be going from Dorne also... trying to get to Daenerys.
Yeah. So this is a great segue. That was the perfect segue. Because this is the last person I want to talk about, and it's the biggest, the most exciting. Daenerys. Stormborn Targaryen. First of her name. Mother of Dragons. All that stuff. Breaker of Chains. So, she... Where is she right now in the show? Do you remember where she is in the show? What's going on with her?
I forget the name, but she's in the city. She's kind of in charge of it.
She's trying to rule. She says she has to rule first, successfully, before she goes back.
So she made the choice not to go to Westeros.
Right.
Because she realized that there was uprisings in the previous city she had taken over. And there's the order is not there, and she's
Marine. That's in the city. She is.
Okay, and there's not a complete order, and she, even though she has an army, she doesn't have all the boats. Does she? Not yet. She's trying to make trade. She's trying to either. I think she's gonna marry off with someone who has boats. So that's one of the big things she can get. And this season, Victorian. It will be going. There will be about three or four people going to try to marry her. Everyone wants her hand because they want her, and they want her dragons, and they want her army.
Well, the dragon seems to be the ultimate power in their kingdom.
Okay. So, what do we think is going to happen with Daenerys?
I feel like she's going to snap eventually.
Because she can't control her dragons.
She can't control her dragons anymore. Early on, she could. We saw last season. Forget the name. Did she actually name the big one Drogo? Drago?
The big dragon.
He's kind of getting a little out of control.
Yeah. He's the wildest one. And the other two, she chained up.
Mm-hmm.
So she cannot handle herself. And she doesn't have full control of her army, too. Because she also kicked out... What's his name? The knight.
Jorah?
Yeah, yes. So they kicked... She kicked him out. Jorah. Sir Jorah.
Yeah, but
Mormont.
She has the other guy. She has... I forgot his name. The old knight that was the head of the Kingsguard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She has him, and he's very, very capable.
And this is where I want to bring in the other big character, Tyrion. Tyrion is going... He's leaving. He's escaping after he killed Tywin with Varys. And you saw it in the trailers. Everyone knows where he's going. He's going to Daenerys.
He's going to try to get to Daenerys. Yes.
So Varys has told him that there's dragons there. There's power there. There's all opportunities in across the sea. So he needs to get to Daenerys. So there's another thing right there where Tyrion could possibly team up with Daenerys,
which would be really cool.
And Tyrion might be able to control the dragons because he read everything.
Rumor.
No, it's in the thing. He's read everything.
He knows everything about dragons.
Because he read everything. Everything that was written about the dragons, he read. So he might know how to control the dragons.
There is also a big rumor. This is another rumor mill.
Okay, you want to talk about the other rumor?
Okay, so the other big rumor is that Tyrion is actually a Targaryen because he was not born of Tywin. He was what was he?
Well, no, he was supposedly Tywin's son with Tywin's wife. But the rumor was that Tywin's the old crazy king, the mad king, liked Tywin's wife.
Okay.
And they might have gotten together, and there's a possibility that Tyrion is their son.
Yeah.
And how he's described in the books is that he has white hair, he has one blue eye, one brown eye, I think. That might be.
Yeah.
So they also show him having some Targaryen features, which I don't know if they have. They don't have in the series.
They make him look really nice in the show because Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, but he has brownish hair. He doesn't have the blonde hair that the others have.
So
I don't know why they didn't make him blonde. You know, like all of the other Lannisters are blondes.
Yeah.
And he's not. He has brown hair.
Quite possibly.
Maybe they're trying to do that to distinguish him from the rest of the Lannisters.
Quite possibly. We could have three Targaryens if it's Jon, Daenerys, And then Tyrion. And on top of that,
there's another one.
I was going to say, isn't there a fourth?
There is like a fourth.
Yeah, but he hasn't been introduced.
He hasn't been introduced in the show yet. But,
he's in the books.
Yeah, so there is another one. Actually, there was a fifth one, which was Maester Aemon, right?
Well, yeah, Maester Aemon.
Maester Aemon was Targaryen
king. Yeah.
He said, I was a Targaryen, and so Targaryen's bloodline did not die off. It's still there, because it's very hard to kill a bloodline. It completely eradicated. There's always a...
There's always someone who got married somewhere off
exactly,
in the distant land.
Or they hit someone. So, the Targaryen bloodline, people who can control the dragons, could just arise. Drago or Drogo, the dragon that...
Big dragon.
The big dragon that Daenerys can't control. Maybe Tyrion can.
Maybe
Jon can. Maybe even Bran can with his mind. So who can control the dragons is another big race. Who can run and get the dragons and even control them?
Mm-hmm.
Because as long as you get to Daenerys, doesn't mean you have the dragons, because she can't. She doesn't even have the dragons anymore.
No.
She can't keep them on leash.
Yeah, but it seems the one thing, the dragons won't harm her.
Yeah.
It seems.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, who knows in the future.
We'll see.
And I also would think that the dragons will also...
Who did
Shanter
in book 5 book 6 who does the dragon barbecue up, that important person? Was it a person from Dorne?
Oh yes, it was it the Prince of Dorne.
The Prince of Dorne. Absolutely
that
barbecues
should be,
him up.
I'm thinking this should be in
this season.
Season.
I think so too. There's a lot happening that I guess it's been the books. Have been so far and wide because book 5 and 6 were originally one book. They split them up where they put half of the characters in one book, the boring characters in book 5, and the interesting characters in book 6. So it's one story arc that is linear. So when you start reading book 5 and you start reading book 6, they both start at the same time. So this is why I pissed off a lot of people of how Martin went with this. So by the end of the season, I don't know if they're going to cover all of it or even go into book 7 even a little. There could be foreshadowing for all of that.
Well, it's a little hard to tell because they are rearranging all the storylines to guarantee that some characters are in the story. Because I read that Tyrion is not in one of the books, so they don't want to do a season without him since he is one of the lead characters.
Yeah, and I guess the rumor is that there's going to be 2 movies after the 7th season, possibly. There could be another 8th season if they want to stretch it out, but they also want to do a conclusion in the movie theaters, in a box office type of format. Because right now, HBO is stretching their budget to extreme limits.
Mm-hmm.
It is probably one of the most expensive television shows in the history. And right now, I'm watching one of the greatest scenes of Game of Thrones. It's Oberon's eyes being gouged out by the mountain. So, alright, to bring it all together, a lot has already happened, and a lot will be happening in the coming seasons. Any wild predictions from any of you?
I try not to predict anything, so
just
I don't know
anything,
where it's going.
Just think of anything in the wild.
I can't predict anything because I don't know how much the series is going to diverge from the books.
Okay,
we know they're diverging.
My wild theory is John is alive. And John will take over as head of House Stark. That is my big one. I think John is alive, and I think he will take over House Stark.
Or he may decide to stay with the Night's Watch. It's interesting to see.
Or that.
Yeah.
Or he could make him King of the North.
Well, they have...
Well, that didn't go well for the first Stark.
in the trailer, at the end... they have John saying to... I don't know if it's only the Black Watch or also the Wildings. Who's with me?
Yeah. He's
now,
he's a
I think he wants to go and attack... not Stan, but Bolton? I forget who
it
is. Who is not River Run,
Winterfell.
Winterfell.
He's in Winterfell.
Yeah. He wants to head towards Winterfell.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he's asking, who's with me? He says, no one
He was a born leader when he was with the Night's Watch and taking on the Wildlings. You could tell.
He definitely became their leader.
Yeah, and they made him, in the book, Lord Commander.
Yes.
They knighted him as Lord Commander.
Because the series has diverged so much, I don't know what's happened.
Yeah. All right, so that's pretty much our recap of the Game of Thrones, of what's going on season 4 and what we kind of expect to happen in season 5. Things will diverge a lot, and I guess you guys can all keep up with us, because most likely we will be talking about it week by week. Just a quick summary of what's going on, and I guess we'll call it a wrap for this week. But stay tuned, because this week Daily Charge will be at the 2015 New York Auto Show. We're going to be having live videos from the show floor. We're going to do some news, reviews, and previews of the latest cars, technology there. And, yeah. Anything else, guys? Any other topics?
This week.
All right. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.